Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
That's Carl Perkins, bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Quint Studer. Quint is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We love having him on the show. Couldn't do without him. Founder of the Studer Community Institute, which is based out of Pensacola, Florida. And he's the author of a number of books, but including the one I'm holding in my hand, The Busy Leader's Handbook, also Building a Vibrant Community. He knows more about that than anybody I know. Quint, thanks again for being here. We're talking about this challenge that America has right now, where it's really, I've been calling it a 1-2 punch, but really it's a 1-2-3 punch, Quint. It's the disease, it's the political response to the disease, and it's the way we are responding to each other in the midst of this crisis by basically trying to act, basically tearing our country down over politics. And what I'm worried about, Quint, is the children. There's a Cat Stevens song titled "Where Will the Children Play?" And I think that's an important thing to think about right now. We have to look around and realize the educational and the emotional and the psychological impact this is having on the children. And I'm not even talking about first graders. I'm talking about seniors in high school. What do you think?
Well, I think when I wrote the article that you called me about, which is the business community must lead the way, I think that I'll get into the achievement gap because we do a lot with that. And certainly, when you figure out families, particularly low economic status, is going to get farther behind because they just don't have the resources for the digital education. They don't have the right. Sometimes it's just hard. I know a teacher who had a very difficult time with the online learning because the students she taught, many didn't have the resources at home. Many had multiple children at home. So you're going to see a gap, but let me walk through just some bullet points that I have found has been really helpful in this period. First of all, we just do have to understand that people are going to be depressed. People are going to be sad. People are going to be concerned. And we can't ignore that. You know, we have an employee assistance program, and what caught my attention is when we had 23 and 24-year-old employees, and I don't, it's confidential, but I sort of knew because they approached me, and all of a sudden, We got people that are depressed. We have young people that just got out of college, their first job, and are we going to even be around? Are we going to be laid off? So I think you do have to address the emotional aspect of this. And we send out things on depression and what to do and how to handle it. So I think you have to not ignore it. You have to understand that. But I also think you have to have a vision. You know, you have to very clearly tell your workforce and your community, we're going to get through this and we're going to be better. Every community's in pause, so whoever comes out as the best is going to win. So what do? We got to make sure we do have a good invest in a digital infrastructure. You know, whether we like it or not, we've got to make sure that we've got the ability to go online. What always hurts some small cities and some states, rural areas, they do not have the online capabilities, and you just have to today, from communication, from education, from so on. I think when you look at the entrepreneurial system, we're doing very exciting things right now. We created a mentorship program, and we brought in MIT to do the training. So we have 24 mentors in town that are out there reaching out to small businesses and helping them. We, as I talked about earlier, gave out some grants. And not only did we give out the grants, it wasn't just giving them money. That 'll let us know what was going on with these small businesses, so we could provide them mentorship and training. I think in retraining the workforce, we at Studer Community Institute, if anybody's interested, they can write me at quint@quintstuder.com. We gave communities 30 days, communities that called us, chambers, 30 days of free online training that we've offered for years that is rated a 9.1 out of 10 because you got time. You know, we've always been so busy working in our business.
The beauty of what you're talking about, Quint, and this is something folks, what Quint's doing, this is the opposite. What Quint's describing to you is an abundant thinking philosophy. Quint is an abundant thinker. He's not a lack thinker. He's giving stuff away. Yes, he's in business. He's got products just like you and I do, but he's giving stuff away. And so look around you. Quint, I'm so proud of you. I'm not the least bit surprised what you're doing. I've seen you do it for all these years now, over even when there wasn't a disease. But help people in the minute I got left on our visit today, Quint. Help people understand how to get into an abundant thinking mode.
Well, you have to play offense. You don't have to play defense. And you don't look upon your cup as being half empty or half full. You look upon your cup as being full of opportunity. I was, we're the first baseball stadium in the country that created an Airbnb. We've been everywhere. We get people from all over the country coming to Pensacola now to stay in our locker room, mm-hmm. even because there isn't baseball games. So you have to reinvent yourself. You have to look at your product. But you also have to be unbelievably confident. Like I always say, you're a coach, and you can either play defense or offense. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather be on offense than defense.
Me too.
And I think that's what's wrong with many
people. Right.
They're so busy trying not to lose. The goal is don't play not mm-hmm. to lose. Play to win.
Also, don't make it just about you. That's another thing. If you're going to be an abundant thinker, you got to have a little bit of agape love. Hey, Quint, good job today. I need the website one more time, quickly.
I'll just go to quintstuder.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Quint. Good job today. Keep thinking and come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.